North Carolina House of Representatives District 119 is one of the most competitive races in the state. It's also the most familiar race to voters in the three western counties that make up the district. For the past decade, the 119th district elections haven't just been a choice between two parties, but between the same two men. For the fifth straight election, Democrat Joseph Queen and Republican Mike Clampett are running against each other, with Queen holding the office this time. What is different about their 2020 face-off is the pandemic. At a forum hosted by Blue Ridge Public Radio and Smoky Mountain News, Clampett explained, COVID-19 or not, he's kept the same path these last 10 years.
Priorities are still the same, with a few modifications. The modifications will be, yes, we are in some hard times now. The pandemic, quote-unquote, businesses have been strung out in North Carolina because of some policies that have been invoked by our current governor.
For Queen, the pandemic has only strengthened his stance on the need for the expansion of Medicaid in North Carolina.
Healthcare is the number one bankrupter of people. Getting sick, having a big bill arise from their illness or their accident, and not having any money to pay for it. We need to expand Medicaid and create jobs.
The expansion of Medicaid has been stalled in the North Carolina legislature for the last few years. This stalemate is also the reason that there is not yet a finalized budget for the state. Experts estimate that as many as 500,000 people would be covered by expanded Medicaid. Clampett disagrees. He says Medicaid expansion will be too expensive for the state. Republicans are hoping that this election will bring them the numbers to overturn Governor Cooper's vetoes of their amended Medicaid plans, which include work requirements. That's why the seat that Queen and Clampett are fighting for is so crucial. Queen's 2018 victory over Clampett helped Democrats break the GOP's supermajority in the House. Racial justice and law enforcement funding will also be big topics in Raleigh in 2021. Both candidates say they support law enforcement. However, during the event, Clampett accused Queen of wanting to defund the police. Queen says that's a lie.
We're in an era where law enforcement has had some real issues, this Black Lives Matter and the conversation that America is having about race and justice is a very real one, but the police and our law enforcement are a real important part of that discussion.
When it comes to two other issues specifically important to Western North Carolina, broadband and agriculture, Clampett and Queen are mostly in agreement. Both support the farms that have been growing hemp in the region. Clampett explains.
I will not take and support any kind of legislation at all, now, in the future, or ever for recreational marijuana. But because it does have a use, the use for hemp, I have seen it to be the North Carolina number one cash crop, just like tobacco was 30 years ago.
Just like Medicaid, the future of hemp is in limbo. It was on this year's Farm Act, but was ultimately shelved. That means that next year, smokable hemp and CBD products will be decided by the new North Carolina legislature. Early voting starts this Thursday, October 15th, and runs through the rest of the month. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.